This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We remarked a number of weeks ago, or maybe it was longer ago than that, I don't really remember, about the rise of the short suit, the increasing popularity of a suit with shorts instead of pants. Well, I do believe we can top that today. The Suitzie is a cross between a business suit and a onesie, like babies wear. It's from the San Francisco designer Jesse Herzog, and it is what it sounds like, a onesie that looks just like a suit, complete with fake buttons and cuffs sticking out of the jacket sleeves and a belt, too. The idea is for you to look professional enough to meet a workplace dress code, but somehow feel like you're wearing pajamas. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, the office dress code simply is not what it once was.
I have a small confession here. Marketplace is the first place I have ever worked where I did not cause a dress code to be implemented. Memo Lyons is my former boss.
And I can remember those hideous brown pants. And there were those horrible shoes that I threatened to throw out once.
Luckily, for some of us, dress codes have changed a lot.
Oh, yes. I mean, if we think back over the last 20 to 30 years, I mean, men came to work in suit and tie, women in jackets and skirts.
Marsha Rubin chairs the Department of Management at Golden Gate University's Graduate School of Business.
It's really evolved to much more casual. I've been at some companies where people come to work in sweatsuits.
Traditionally, dress codes were used to separate work from home, role from individual.
One of the things that you find is a trend towards trying to blur this boundary more.
Jeffrey Sanchez Burks is at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
Part of it's a generational shift. Part of it's a cultural shift.
This hasn't happened across all industries equally. The tech industry is much more casual compared to banks and finance, where you need the suit and tie, or doctors who need the white coat.
There are certain types of industries where society would prefer there to be less change.
Take banks and doctors. Creative accounting, experimental medicine, not selling points. A traditional dress code says stability. But in the tech industry, creativity and change are the selling points. And the casual or unorthodox dress code reflects that.
You're signaling a break from tradition.
Luckily for radio reporters, nobody can see what you're wearing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.